Dear Chicago.
Don't say.
So sad. Chicago.
I ain't in camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. You guys.
Oh my God.
It has been over a month now since we've recorded. We took a break. I don't know if it was much needed, but we had to take a break because y'all, life, it just gets you down sometimes. And by down, I mean, you get married.
You buy a house.
You have to paint all that shit. And then you got to live out of boxes. Oh, I mean, it was like being homeless.
I mean, God, you are so right.
My life has been so hard lately.
You are so not blessed.
I am not blessed. I am so stressed. And y'all, Roger's going to do your favorite thing right off the bat. He's going to eat right into the microphone.
Now, see, they would have never known that had you not said anything. Because I was going to let you talk.
Yeah. Well, I don't have that much to say. I mean, it's been a month and a half. You guys, we celebrated 9 years of this show on April 29th. Oh my God. Crazy. I know. Tell me all about it.
I didn't partake in that celebration because I wasn't.
What, you've been here for
8 years.
Have you been here a year yet?
Yeah. No. Duh.
Really?
Yes. Dum dum.
Oh yeah, because you have been to Vegas. There was a podcaster that text messaged me that said, there, you better be there.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Who?
Taylor, the latte boy.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Because he said,
I love Tay Tay.
Babalu would be so pissed if you did not go.
No, I am going. I am announcing it.
Okay.
This is a first. It's an exclusive.
A Foul Monkey's exclusive, guys.
I am going to go. I'm going to kick and scream and hate it the entire time.
No, until you get to, we could see Mariah Carey.
Or, and MMM.
Oh. Love her.
Yes.
I cannot get enough of MMM.
The worst mommy ever. I love her.
That's so weird considering she's the best mommy ever for me.
No. What did it call her?
Like when she left the pizza.
Mean mommy.
Mean mommy. I call her spirit mommy. And then she's like, oh, call me mommy.
She is a very lovely person. I
love her.
Need more of her in my life.
Right.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So you guys, the first thing we're going to do is remember about a month and a half ago when we were supposed to do the drawing for the bacon contest.
Yes.
Uh-huh. So what's wrong?
Nothing. I'm just going to.
Oh, okay.
So I didn't want to go.
Well, you're going to have to play some voicemails.
I know. I'm going to play it on the computer.
So we're going to do that. But first, I want to say I emailed two people about the Big Brother cast so we could get their address. Or I got your address, but then Roger and I decided we can't figure out what to get you. So we thought we would get you like an iTunes gift card or whatever gift card you'd like. So I emailed, but I never got anything back. So could you email us?
Are these the winners?
The two winners.
Okay.
It was Bryce and Shayna. Her prize is coming to the pizza place when she comes here.
Right.
It was Bryce and was it Peyton?
I can't remember because I thought you did the lottery thing.
No, the lottery thing is for the bacon contest.
Oh, got it. Wasn't it the guy who is on Twitter, Greg, maybe?
No, Bryce.
Is that Bryce? Oh, yeah. Yes. For some reason, I thought his name was Greg.
It was, Anne-Marie Parker.
Yes.
Anne-Marie Parker, I also sent you a thank you letter for the gift that you sent me. I really appreciate it. for the wedding, but it came back saying it's not deliverable. So I don't know how to get it to you. So if you can email me maybe your personal address, I'll get that sent out to you. Roger.
Yes. So wait. I also want to send a shout out to all the beautiful two listeners that sent out messages to us wanting us to return.
Yes. Thank you very much.
That's very nice to know that you're wanted.
Roger was real pissy, not last weekend, but the weekend before last, and was like, girl, I can't.
Oh yeah. I cannot. Because I had enough that we have not recorded.
Because I was
he stressed. Was like, I'm not gonna drive an hour to your house to come record for 2 hours to drive another hour back home, blah blah blah. And I'm like,
a castle.
And a shed castle.
Dude, you have to admit, I fucking painted for like 2 weeks in a row trying to get that place in order.
Okay, first of all, let's be clear. You took as long, if not longer, than molasses takes to drop on the floor. It was like a fucking crawl.
But I had to work too. So,
yeah,
I mean.
But I told you, because he gave me that retort and he got all pissy on the phone. So I said, bitch, I would have had that shit painted, blinds up in 2 days. Hence, that's the reason why I don't have a house now.
So we finally are moved into the condo. We're waiting on getting other things done, like the window treatments measured. Roger and I are going to try to go to find 2 ceiling fans today.
Yes, and hopefully I'm getting a new bed. Thank God. I'm going to give a testicle, maybe a blowjob.
Oh.
Yeah.
To the straight guy.
Yeah.
Mattress guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Probably not so much he wants the testicle, but he probably just wants the
blowjob. No, that's going to the bank. That's that. My first unborn child is going there. Because I'm getting a Tempur-Pedic bed with the bed frame. Oh. Yeah. You know, the movable bed frame. Right. I am literally setting up what my life will become in the next 5 years, a geriatric home.
Right.
In my bedroom. Single, old,
as
and I have
800 pounds because you won't leave your bed.
I'm gonna be bedridden, bed sores on a movable mattress.
You're gonna have
that's awesome.
And your sheets are gonna be made of McDonald's hamburger wrappers.
Oh my God, that's awful. They're gonna have to remove my roof to get me out.
But you live in the basement,
right? That's even worse. They're going to have to remove my entire house from the ground.
That would be so funny.
But so sad.
And I would totally be periscoping it right now.
Exactly.
Oh, I should periscope our recording right now.
Not today.
No,
Satan, not today.
Not a good hair day? I know.
No, it's a good hair day today.
Actually. No, I mean, okay. All right, so we're going to
this coming from the one who has 3 hairs on his head.
This is really long hair for me.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, it's...
You're like, starting to look a little bit like Gacy.
Beautiful.
What child are you picking up?
Oh. John Wayne Gacy.
He was tragic.
All fun and games until you died.
It's all fun and games until you get eaten.
No, he didn't eat people. He just killed them. Jeffrey Dahmer.
Oh, Jeffrey. Yeah, that's right. I was listening. I was watching this documentary the other day, and it was talking about how it was on Netflix, and it was talking about like serial killers and like myths and stuff. That's what it was called. It was like demystifying myths or something. Mm-hmm. And No. It was like the you know how like the Candyman. Like what's that called? Like tales. Like there's another word for it. It's like
Tales of the Crypt?
No. Like when you are trying to debunk something that's like a myth or like a...
Oh, like the show?
Yeah, it was a show.
Mythbusters.
No, this one was on...
But for ghosts and shit.
Yeah, so it's kind of like the same thing, but like they were trying to debunk like rumors and how these things started. So like one of the...
Rumors got it. Rumor has it.
It was the first one was like, how did Candyman start? Like, where did that sort of become or whatever? Anyway, so they were talking about that, and I'm like sitting there watching it, and they talk about John Wayne Gacy and how like he.
Okay, you guys. So apparently we have to start over again because
technology and Ricky
in the middle of it. So John Wayne Gacy, yada yada yada.
Right.
It's all fun and games until you're eaten, and then you're in the walls and parking lots and whatever. So
it's all fun and games until you're Han Solo in the fucking cement.
We are ready to draw the name for the bacon contest. I have entered the numbers of every person on the list that has entered.
Let me look up a sound.
We are going to name off the people just so everybody knows who was in. And then we're going to choose the winner by putting in the numbers of the people. And then it's going to randomly pick a number. It's a program. It does it for free. So, you know, because free is for me and it's free for you unless you pay for it. And then it's still going to be free.
So, what are you talking about?
So we have,
get to it.
We have Bryce Lee. Well, I'm not going to say last name. Bryce Lee, Charles S., Crystal Voltz, Anne Marie, Jesse, Ed Brady. Whoops, wasn't going to say any last names. Sorry.
You saw.
Pot is my co-pilot. Terry, Mark and Ed, Joe, Daniel, Romero. I said his last name because that name is amazing because it's part of my last name now. Flo Bear, Brennan, Rikisiki Layani, Charlie Chan, Steve Chiller, Brian Worrell, Jacob Green, Jason Morgan, RC Martinez, Anaya Montero twice because she left an iTunes review.
Yes. Yes, honey.
Steve in the UK, Crystal 4297, Baron Frosty, Mike Reyna, Cosmic G because he left an iTunes review. So he gets two entries.
Yes.
We have Peyton. And then just let me check. Any other person that may
have not been entered
or may have left a review and then we just haven't checked it. Oh, Lord.
Oh, Lord.
Please talk.
Yes. Yes. Are we ready?
No, we... tell us about what's been
about
going
your
on
life. All right, you know, I just want to send out prayers and wishes and well wishes to all the people in Nepal. It's really sad. We found out this morning that there's about 600-700 people already dead, and they are saying that the toll could rise up to and above 10,000. So we just want to keep those people in our thoughts and prayers.
And it's really sad because they lost a lot of historic.
Yeah, a lot of historical stuff was.
What is going on with me and my power ballad? Hold my hand up, make a fist, pull it down.
You're stupid.
I mean, just
fucking dumb.
Sorry. We have one more person to add to the list. It's Sovereign.
Okay.
They left us an iTunes review. Says good times. I started listening during Roger, Waylon, and Brad, which I guess he means Ricky,
Waylon, and Brad.
And continue to love the show with the hotties, Ricky and Roger.
Thank you.
These guys are honest and hilarious.
And thank you. Thank you.
All right. So we have everyone queued up.
Yes.
The number generator is happening. Okay. And the winner is...
Wait. Okay.
Are we ready?
Yes, go.
The winner is... Terry in Dallas, Texas. You have won!
Yay! That's not the sound I was looking for. But... So,
Terry, email us your address.
Woo!
So, and Miss Bacon, go ahead and ask me for my new address because I have moved since last time we spoke. Go ahead and send that prize, and we'll go ahead and push it out to Terry.
Yes, we will.
Congratulations.
We will go ahead and push that out like a turd.
Congratulations.
You are the winner of today's show.
You win a ball sequence gown from... Barbie Metellos.
You win a ball star-studded gag.
That's more appropriate for him.
Right. Totally appropriate.
Oh my God, you guys. So the world has been going crazy since we last talked to you.
Like, there have real been crazy.
So many things happening. First, the Baltimore riots. Secondly, the Baltimore riots. Secondly, Nepal, the poor people, the poor things. Third, me ordering my iWatch at 12:06, and I still have not gotten it yet.
No one cares.
Have not gotten it. 3 world tragedies in the past month.
And out of those 3, that's the most important one.
Right. I mean, just why did I even name the other 2?
It does not matter that people are dying. Ricky has not gotten his watch.
Right.
And he ordered it 6 minutes after the fact.
Right. After it came out.
Motherfuckers. I mean, just fucking crazy. So we're going to do a little thing called Speed Round Trillo. we're gonna go down this the old list, because we haven't been on for a month. So, and we are going to give you about 2 hour, not in one stretch, but 2 hour shows.
Right.
Let's see
where we're at right now. Oh girl, we still got 45 minutes.
And please excuse the first 15 minutes. We are freshly back from our hiatus, so it's going to be a little janky.
So we're a little, you know.
Right. We're a little peppy. All right. So I'm just going to name a couple things from the Trello, and then you tell me, just give me a blurb. Mariah is not on fire. Prior to the release of this new single. A bunch of things
have happened.
Okay, so we've heard that she was singing, and she sounded awful. Horrible.
Right. And we said Mariah is not on fire.
No.
Because we were like, no, ma'am.
No, ma'am.
You are not doing it. She needed to go back to
singing lessons.
Right. Singing lessons. You need to go back to 1989 when your first song came out.
Revisit. Has it been that long?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
You need to revisit.
Treated me kind. Sweet destiny. Okay, that was fire.
Right. Okay. So, and then come back and then get that number 19th and 20th so that we can be done with this number one stuff.
Right. So we could be done with It's All About Blah. Anyways, okay. So that one's done.
No, but we got to talk about what's happening now with her.
We'll get to that. This is a speed round Trillo. I'm just trying to go down the list.
Okay.
This is another tragedy, the French Alps plane crash.
Oh my God.
That also happened.
I forgot all about that.
Yeah, that also happened.
That is super sad.
Well, like, you know, that is super sad, one, because that man was having mental conditions to cure his lonely condition. And
he's a murderer.
Yeah, he literally murdered down the plane.
300 something.
Yeah, that was really sad. Okay, good. No, that's not good, but okay, Trixie Mattel, when I put this in here, she had just gotten kicked off.
She came back,
but
right?
She, for all of you guys, this is a spoiler alert, in case you're not watching RuPaul's Drag Race, she does come back, she does win the challenge, so she ends up staying, as of right now, she's still a competitor.
For some reason, I thought Latrice Royale came back.
She did for that particular scene.
Oh, okay.
There was a challenge her. They did. She breathes life into
love
me.
Her.
Okay. Get those nuts off of my face. Okay. Anyways, okay, so moving on.
You better
on
sop it up with a biscuit.
Jesus is a biscuit. Let him sop you up. All right. So the next one was the Indiana law.
Yo, I mean,
and what's really the truth of the matter? I mean, I just kind of wrote down pizza parlor closes till things die down, but she comes from Irish descent. So what?
And
I
then she puts a fucking GoFundMe page and gets almost $1 million in donations.
Well, you know, the reason why she got that was because that was being funded by the Republican Party, so and like the Tea Party and all that shit. That's the reason why they got that much money. But anyways, I just really think that if you are a white American And no, I'm sorry. If you are of color of any kind, okay, outside of white, okay, you should never discriminate. You what should if you're not have
colors of the wind.
No, you should never have. You should never. First of all, you should not be a
racist.
You should be racist, and you should not be a Republican. Exactly. That's where I was going with that. Now let's move back to if you are white. If you are white and American, you need to really look into your heritage and find out really where you're from, because 9 times out of 10, you're not American. You are of another country.
I would even say 9 times out of 10. 10 times out of 10, you're not fucking
American. Because let me tell you who is American.
Girl,
them brown people that you took that land from.
Just her head is going back and forth.
Let's remind you that the brown people owned this motherfucking land before all you white folk came up in here and shot them all dead. Box. Or gave him box. Said, we're going to share food and then kill them.
But you said white people, so there are no white pure Americans.
Exactly. There's no such thing as a pure anything in this country. Let's get that straight. So that what diminishes pure, the whole thing.
What about pure almond milk?
There's no such thing as pure almond
milk. It says it on the carton.
All right. So, okay. So I got a new tattoo. I think I've posted pictures on it.
Yeah.
It's a month old.
When do you get your
I'm color? Getting it this Sunday.
Okay.
Okay.
Tomorrow?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, today's Saturday. Yes, tomorrow. Okay. Kimmy Schmidt.
Haven't seen it.
Oh, my God. What?
We've been watching Daredevil.
Girl, I done doused that thing like a glass of Pinot Noir. It's Pinot Noir.
Rose it's amazing, Barr. Apparently.
Oh, my God. It is fucking hilarious. Like, I literally watched all the episodes like in one day.
It's like
one
based
day.
Off 30 Rock or Park and Recreation, that
like,
kind of thing.
Yeah, because it's like Tina Fey and all those people do the show. So it's...
Oh, Tina Fey's in it?
Yeah, she's a producer of the show. Oh, my God. So she's in the show, and she plays the lawyer for Kimmy Schmidt. And it's a playoff of... what was the lady who did the O.J. Simpson trial?
Oh, Marsha...
Marsha
Brady?
No, Marsha. No,
Marsha was her name.
Yes, yeah. Anyways, so it's a play on her, and she literally has the small tight Jufro. It is fucking hilarious. Tina Fey's hilarious in there, and they know nothing about law. Like that's even the funnier thing. So okay, so that's it. You need to watch it. It's like 30 minutes.
We're gonna run out of things to talk about. You're going so fast.
No, we have lots to talk about. We have lots to
we
talk
do?
About. Yes, lots. Okay, so did you watch the new Madonna video?
Oh, yeah, Hometown or Ghost Town?
Yes, and what did you think about it?
Why is Sarah Jessica Parker in this video?
Oh my God, you are awful. You are so awful.
I also thought... yeah.
I thought that the video.
We get it. You're a dancer. You're a matador. Your gap has arrived again.
Yeah, it was looking that, fierce.
Very
like open. Like, I was like, bitch, did you lose your first front teeth?
Or do you have a cavity?
I think it's because the darkness of the video sort of made it appear even bigger.
Yeah. She had a bunch of like throwbacks to her own videos. How narcissistic of her.
Right.
Got it. You're a matador. You have crosses. You have a black guy in your video.
Right. It was kind of a throwback to Like a Prayer.
And she actually tried to like kill him with a cane or something. And I'm like, or a golf club. I'm like, girl, that is not even going to happen.
So I thought the video was actually really pretty. Even though it was a little dark, it was very pretty. And I love the sequence where they're dancing. I mean, it didn't like, it kind of goes with the song, but it kind of doesn't. So it's kind of
like, where's the Asian kid coming in on the song?
Well, because there's an apocalyptic disaster that happens. And they're the only three that are surviving. Plus the dog.
Right.
I don't know how that happened, but the dog survived. Anyway, so I need artists, even including Madonna, which is really sad because I think she used to be able to tell really eloquent stories and whatever. I need them to just fucking get on board with telling a story in a video like the old days. Get to the point. Start it, middle it, end it.
Right.
Get to a fucking point. Don't do this like video just because it's going to be a video. Like, send over that money. I'll do one for you. And then did you?
And you're gonna do a video for her, and it's gonna be her, a black guy, an Asian kid, and a one lonely dog that survives.
My chihuahua. Apocalypse. Yes. 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 You know, because he's small and feisty.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway, so did you happen to watch her on Jimmy Fallon?
No. I don't watch live TV.
Okay, but you, watch YouTube and shit. So you didn't watch it?
No. Was she very conceited and into herself? No,
she was actually really... She had a grill.
Was she speaking American English or... fake English English?
No, she was speaking American English.
Oh, I'm proud
like
of her.
Michigan English.
Oh.
Yeah. So wow, then she performed Bitch I'm Madonna, and it was thebomb.com.
Okay. If you have to say your name in your own video.
She done slayed the stage, threw some gasoline on it, and went whoosh and lit it on fire.
If you have to put your own name in your own song, it's time that you need to move on.
Just like your girl Tori Amos said, you need to get on board with Madonna.
Tori Amos is crazy.
says the biggest fan of hers.
Right. I mean, she's crazy. She doesn't know what she's talking about.
Right. the greatest like pop singer songwriters is crazy.
Right.
Right. What an idea. What a thought. Anyways, moving along.
But I have heard most of the album. It's all right. There's a few songs that I would be like, you might want to choose that for a different album. Like, and then also just don't have a song called Bitch I'm Madonna, because we know you're fucking Madonna.
But see, you know, this is something that I've been saying for the, and I don't want us to harp because we talked the last bowl.
Bitch, get off my bowl.
I feel like the last three episodes before we took our hiatus was all about Madonna. So I don't want to go on any further, but I do want to say that, I mean, she said it best. A lot of her music is tongue in cheek. It's not meant to be taken that seriously.
Sounds like it too. But I'm Madonna.
Well, with that grill she's got on her fucking. I don't know why
she have a grill? Does
that. I don't get it. You know, that is one of those things that it just kind of irritates me. Just a smidge.
And that goes back to three episodes ago when we all talked about Madonna. And I said, bitch, get over yourself.
And I went ham on you.
Right.
No, I just like that. That to me is just like, oh.
And then John Lean Hart was like, stop fucking talking about Madonna.
Yeah, well, whatever. Anyways, okay, so moving along. We've talked enough about her. When she does something else outrageous, we will return to her. Anyway, so the last, I don't know why. Okay, RuPaul. And we could talk about a minute for this because I am so fucking tired of listening to her podcast, and every 5 minutes there's a fucking goddamn commercial, and her enunciation is like killing oh my you. God like
okay, so imagine your aggravation and then how you want to make money from the podcast.
Right.
Imagine the people that listen to us having to listen to that, because that's what we would have to
no,
do.
No, but I get that, and that's fine, but there is a line where if we do a commercial, it's one or two. We don't need to do it every 5 fucking minutes.
Stop talking like this.
Well, she
square they, space.
Right.
Thank
oh you. Hey kitty girls, let's talk about Squarespace. It's like she's got this really
Squarespace.
She's got this really interesting enunciation that she has with her, like this tone and this enunciation thing that she's got going on, and it's really annoying. Anyway, I'm so tired of them having like 18 fucking commercials in every episode. It does not make the show enjoyable. It does not, because
I liked it when they first started, when it was just him and Michelle and no fucking guests.
I don't mind the guests because I find that interesting, but because I like hearing other people explore their lives or whatever. Oh, girl, don't fart now. And anyways, but I also think that, you know, this season of RuPaul has been
really sucky, I heard.
You know, it's not, I don't know, it's just been a very they changed the dynamic a lot. Like, it's not the same that it was
before. Is it coming to an end? I bet that's what it is.
No, I really think this is a cry for Bravo to come and take them over. Because that's a low-budget motherfucking channel. Logo TV. So it's like they don't have the budget, which I find so, like... How does RuPaul not want to make that show?
Maybe because RuPaul wants all the money.
Well, no, but and that's fine. I mean, I'm sure if they went to Bravo, they would get a bunch of money. I mean, it's hello. It's a fucking number one rated show. Bravo
won't have them.
Who knows? I just think that they really need Bravo to. Bravo
is more for straight people also.
No.
I mean, you have all those fucking housewives and shit.
Yeah, that are watched by females and gay men. Hello.
Yeah, but I don't think their main base is gay people.
Oh, and by the way, all y'all Real Housewife listener watchers. Oh,
here we go. Melissa Miranda.
What the fuck is up with NeNe? She's being a cunt. That bitch needs to stop with all her fucking egoness.
She was on Glee.
And she was getting them Trump checks. I don't know if you can hear that. Anyways, she's irritating. I need her to go away. I can't stand her. And oh my God, Kim Richards. A fucking drunk. I feel so bad for her.
Is she that bad?
She was caught at the Beverly Hills 90210 hotel drunk like a skunk, and then she kicked an officer as she was being arrested. That is an alcoholic if I've never seen one. Oh my God, she's amazing. I love her, but it's really sad that she's going through this.
That's Kyle Richards' sister, right?
Yes, I hate Kyle Richards. I hate is a strong word.
You hate all of them.
I mean, in reality star terms, I hate her.
You hate to love them.
I'm so happy that my life is not like theirs.
You just want the money.
Exactly, right. I don't want anything else. It's just, you know, I'm starting to get to the point, like, you know, I'm thinking to myself, like, okay, if I move, you know, when I move out on my own, I'm not going to be able to afford cable. Womp, womp. I'm literally watch so much TV that I'm like, when I don't have cable, what the fuck am I going to do?
You're going to wait for the season to come out on Netflix or YouTube, or you're going to torrent it.
And then just, right, binge watch it.
Yeah, and just join. Well, it all goes back to you having your bed, weighing 800 pounds. There's going to be a reality show of them removing your house to remove you after they have to take off because you actually have shitted yourself so much that the McDonald's paper has fused into your skin.
That is so nasty because I've seen things like that. That's so bad. I don't even like, let's, okay, moving on. Okay, so.
So how about you not watch too much TV?
Right. So let's talk about looking, because I know like it's been a while.
Got canceled, and I don't think it should have.
You know, I don't think so either. I think that the show was very important for the gay community, because I think, you know, Queer as Folk was a very specific type of show for the gay community. You know, it's sort of hammed up all those stereotypes of like us being very queenie, us all always having wanting to have sex and, you know, do all those things. And but it never, I mean, I think it at some point it, you know, it would have those relationships. I feel like Queer as Folk was the fantasy of straight people. Mm-hmm. You know, living vicariously through gay people where they just have anonymous sex and do all that shit and live their real lives or whatever.
So much drama.
But right. And then you cut to Looking and it's more of a reality based, even though there were a couple, like the first season was a little not so close to reality, but close enough.
I like that they had a fat person in their show.
Yeah, in the second season, yeah. But let me tell you, that was because the gay community complained. Because in the first season, as you know, they didn't have they didn't have any, like, they didn't have anybody that represented that part of the community
genre.
But it's, I don't know, the last episode was really sad. It was kind of like, I don't know, when I watched the last episode, I thought to myself, I'm like, I'm happy that he left. Well, because we don't even know if he actually left. But it was sad to see him go through that and sort of have his heart kind of destroyed a little bit But I think he realized that he got what he deserved, mm-hmm. you know, for doing what he did. And then when he went to Richie's place to get a haircut, for some reason, because the rumor still hadn't come around that it was going to be canceled. I mean, there was murmur that it was going to be a while before the third season would be re-signed or whatever. And then mm-hmm. when I saw that episode, I'm like, oh, yeah, this is the end. And then they came back and said that we're going to get like a 2-hour movie to sort of wrap things up.
Yeah, I don't like that.
I mean, it is what it is. I think it's I mean, I hope they do a really good job. Like, I hope they do it justice.
I have to say my favorite part of the whole season is the relationship that Dominic and Doris had.
That was so sad when they broke up. Oh, I cried. And
I think I liked it so much because I have been in that situation.
Yeah.
Where you have to let go of
probably
one of the people that you love the most and has always been there for you and, you know, always has that trust in you. But
that's a natural thing. I mean, it is like a breakup. I don't think it's necessarily a breakup, but I think it's just that's how friendships evolve.
And that part of looking is definitely real life mm-hmm. in our lives.
Yes,
I mean, that happens very much so. All the time.
I don't.
And it's hard.
It is really hard because, you know, I being a single person and a lot of my friends, I have to deal with that a lot because I don't have a boyfriend. I don't have a significant other, if you will. And so seeing my friends go through like relationships and then get married or, you know, start a new relationship, you
hold a gun up to your head and just say, this is the end.
Always the bridesmaid, never the bride. I was not going to kill myself. Thank you.
Yeah. I was just going to make it hurt. Real
right,
good.
Right. The thing about it is that it's really difficult to, as a single person, as a single friend, to experience that because, you know, being on the single side of it, you have this sort of expectation that, whether it's out loud or not, that your friendship is not going to change, right? Because I think you think that it's not going to change or that it's going to continue to be the same and that you're just now going to include this other person who is now going to slowly become a part of your life as well. And then you have all these variables where it's like it's a new relationship, so they're trying to spend more time with the person and they're trying to get to know that person better. And so they're your time with that person diminishes and... Or, you know, they're off doing their own thing. And so, they're off doing things with his friends or whatever. So, or her friends, but it becomes this sort of like, you have to adjust. You have to be able to.
And then there's the clashes, which they have.
Yeah.
Which I've definitely had those clashes with my straight girlfriends that it's like fucking vicious. I mean, just like you say the meanest things to each other. This is the thing. You say the meanest things to the person
you love the most. Yeah, totally. Totally. But this goes back to, you know, what we talked about many episodes ago about how you end up being the punching bag for that, especially if there is trouble in paradise. You end up being the person that takes the brunt of a lot of that. And when you're on the receiving end, it's awful, it's hurtful, it sucks, and the person who's doing it doesn't realize that they're doing that. Mm-hmm. And so it is very difficult. And so, like, watching that play out on screen, it's just like...
I was an emotional mess.
I mean, I cried. I was like, that's... But, you know, and you know, theirs wasn't necessarily about that per se. Like, it wasn't... It was just about how their friendship was changing. It was evolving, really. At the time, you don't look at it as a change.
Because Dominic was busy with his business.
Right.
Doris was busy with her new boyfriend. So...
And they were trying to adjust, and it just wasn't...
Because they lived together. And at one time, they dated each other.
Right. At the very beginning, like, they first met. And so, like, trying to adjust to that, when you have things going on in your life and the other person has things going on in their life and you're trying to make both of those things work and it just doesn't match this is what happens. You need to make adjustments, and you need to make, you know, you need to communicate to make sure that the other person is aware, like, hey.
And then you end up doing a show a month and a half later.
Right.
Because you're busy and life happens. Right. And Roger's a bitch. did you have your brick for the electricity for the computer?
Oh, yeah. It's in another room.
Okay.
But so, you know, it was a very, those like couple episodes where they focused on them too was very sad. Because I've definitely experienced that. I'm hoping that, you know, with this, the movie or whatever, the loose ends being tied, I hope that they're able to bring them sort of back into that friendship, but also show that it's that you can still be really great friends
and still have your own
and lives. Still have your own lives. Because that was, that's the thing that I think with those two characters, that's what, for so long they did not have their individual lives. They relied
on each other.
Right. You know, and so I think that I hope that it returns back to that, and it shows how you can manage that, really.
I just love, like, Doris was my favorite character on that show. Yeah, because I just loved how matter of fact she was. Like, she was at breakfast, she answers the phone, and then she hangs up, and she's like, fuck, my dad just died.
Right.
And you're like, can I have your eggs? You know? Just
Well, that's a person, I mean, who has a lot of baggage.
So, I mean, she was my favorite character on that show.
Yeah. So. I think she was probably the realest, you know. So I don't know. It was a really great show. I really hope that they do a good job. I mean, I think they'll probably be able to do a good job if it's the same people who wrote the show. Mm. So hopefully they'll do a good job in you know, kind of giving us closure with the show. So,
and the artsy one, the one that I thought was real gross in the first season, I really started to like.
Oh,
in the second
my
season.
God, when he was like, I love you. He's like, right. Why can't I was like, oh my God.
He was so cute.
Yeah. That, you know, Danny Frazese, he played that role was meant for him.
Mm-hmm.
He did a really wonderful job with that role. But anyways, okay. So that is our, what we like to call for speed round Trillo. Okay. And then, of course, we had the Mariah reveal, which we'll talk about in a second. Mm-hmm. Okay. So do you want to now move on to the past, to the voicemails and stuff? What's our time?
Oh, yeah, we could do that. We're at 40.
40? And we'll close the show out with that.
Okay. So this is the first email or voicemail from, like, how long ago?
I don't know.
Do you have your headphones on? Do you have headphones?
No, but I do want to say to one of our podcasting family members, Urban Guy T.O., just want to say that you are in our hearts, and we're really sad to hear of the passing of your partner. Didn't get to know him because we didn't visit Canada or visit you, but we send out our love to you. Hopefully, as time goes by, things get a little bit easier. But anyways, not to be
and even also Turnip Head, because he was there.
Yes,
for him too.
Yeah,
they're really good friends.
Yeah, I think it's so. The kind of like we're all sort of like in their own little thing. So yeah, it's really sad, and hopefully, like I said, as time goes by, it gets a little easier. Moving along, do we want to go to the 31st of March? Is that, because I think that's the last one.
It's you're on Gmail?
Yeah.
Are you on the Gmail website or on your mail?
I'm on my mail. I can go on to the Gmail website. Hold on,
I got it right here. The call will be from... Yeah, the 31st, but the 31st. Sorry, I had to scroll up. So that's the first one.
Oh, you've deleted everything?
No. Oh, I didn't delete anything we hadn't gone over.
Okay, because I have way more shit on my end. So I'll have to go through that. I hate that they don't communicate. Damn it. Okay.
Damn it.
We're going to go ahead and play it. All right. Oh, shit.
I don't hear anything.
I know, because it's on mute. Thank you.
Hello, Ricky and Roger. It's Bacon. Just kidding. Hey, okay, so it's me. It's Kathy Bacon. I am ready to... I said I would give a gift of cash money to a lucky winner who called in, and the person had to call in and say, happy birthday, Ricky, or they had to say, congratulations on your 600th show, or they had to wish you and Tony congratulations on your nuptials, or they could join the YouTube channel or leave a message on iTunes. So you guys have your list over there, and now I have my assistant here. And I didn't know how much I was going to give, and I thought, well, you know, between $35 and $100 is probably a pretty decent gift for as much work as it took. And this is a one person, you draw the person, I don't care who it is, whatever, and then I will probably get a cashier's check and mail it to you, and you can mail it to whoever the winner is. So anyway. See? Here's the deal. I downloaded an app, and it's called Generate a Random Number, and I have in the from 35 and the to 100, and my assistant is going to hit the little generate button right now.
56.
Okay, that's kind of small. Do it again. Okay, what's the number?
61.
Okay, so that's the prize that the winner is going to get is $61, okay? So I'm going to send you a screenshot of my number that we got. Our first number was 56, and I'm going to give the second number that we picked was 61. So that's the prize. Congratulations, winner, and thank you for calling. And thank you for letting me hijack your show to do a little contest. And this is my last contest ever anyway. Thank you. Goodbye. And adios. And how do I hang this up?
So, Terry, there's the explanation of you winning your prize.
I suppose we should have played that at the very beginning.
I forgot that that's what... It has been a month.
Right. That was cute. Thank you, Miss Bacon.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you for calling.
We really appreciate it.
Yes, we do. We appreciate you you hijacking our show. You can hijack at any time. I know that you said this was the last contest you were doing.
You can hijack us off at any time.
Don't like know when real long hijacking.
I mean, just takes all day.
Edge us out. Edge us out on that hijacking.
And since you've had such a dry spell, I could not imagine what that would be like.
And nobody said I had a dry spell.
Oh. Oh, really? Mean, so let's talk about it.
Let's
talk about it.
Let's not and move on.
Oh. Do they listen to the show? Mm-hmm. Oh, they listen to the
which
show.
Which one?
Oh.
Which one? Mm-hmm. No, I'm talking about which guy do you think... What are you talking about?
I don't know. You got to tell me.
That's off the record, bitch. No. Anyway. All right, let's go to the next one.
I'm going to read an email from Peyton first.
Oh, okay, good.
Hey, Ricky and Roger. It's Peyton again, writing the minority back as requested. Even though it took me a while to reply, parentheses, took us a while to read. Us.
Took us a while to read.
The good news is that I'm finally caught up again to your podcast. I decided to catch up on your show for my 21st birthday. You both made the day even more amazing.
Happy 21st.
Peyton, happy 21st birthday.
Belated.
Hate you. Ricky, you asked if some lesbian porn videos have terrible rave music. The answer is a screaming yes. However, it is not romantic at all. No piano, no harps, just horrible, loud rave music with moaning girls mixed in with the music. They are not even the moans of a girl's in the video. How frustrating. Even with all that being said, I would take the rave music any day when watching a lesbian porn video with YouTube beatboxing the rave music in the background instead. That was hilarious and sounded like a song that would be in a horror movie. And no, my lesbian porn doesn't sound like a cat dying. But you are right on some girls do moan like that. I do turn the channel and then I question for a minute why I'm a lesbian. Because that is a turnoff as much as the ads, the music, and the music. We should start a list of all the turnoffs in porn videos at this point. Roger, you asked if I have ever hooked up with a man that is MTF, which is
male to female.
Male to female. I actually get asked this
a lot. Are you transgender, Noahs?
Okay, calm down, Bruce Jenner.
Ooh, good topic. We'll that you probably didn't
show,
watch.
On the next show.
Did you watch it?
No.
Yeah, of course you did. So you know a guy, you don't know a goddamn thing.
No, I know that he took his ponytail down and was like, bitch, I'm done. But anyway.
Anyways, moving along.
I actually get asked this a lot, and all lesbians respond differently. I have many friends that are MTF and are in many different stages of transitioning, and I love them all equally. You're a good person.
That is so mean.
No, I'm just saying, at least she's accepting.
Oh, because I was implying that you weren't.
No, I'm just saying you're a good person.
Oh, yeah, she is a good person. But anyway.
However, they are all into men. But to answer your question, no, I haven't hooked up with an MTF. I would consider it because fully transitioned MTFs are still females to me, but that would not include any penis. There would have to be some vagina involved because we all know deep down that lesbian is really just another word for vagina. Love you guys. Love answering your questions. Talk to you soon. P.S. Roger, full screen all the way.
Peyton. Yes, baby. Full screen all the way. That's the only way to watch porn.
You know, the only male to females that I know are like, there's a few servers at Hamburger Mary's.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't have like a personal friend that I know.
No, I've talked to a few female to males, which is always interesting.
Well, I guess either way.
Right.
I mean, like, I don't know anyone.
In the gay community, in the male gay community, it's more prevalent, obviously, that you run into male to female. Female to male. Especially among the bear community. You run into that a lot where it's female to male. But I've never, I've seen the girls at, you know, Hamburger Mary's, but I don't know if they're fully transitioned. See, that's another thing too, because, which raises a good question, because how do we know that they're not just dragging it up? Do you know what I'm saying? Well, or like they're cross-dressing. Cisgender is so confusing.
The ones that I know of from Hamburger Mary's, it's not. They're just dragging it up because they have bodies like females. So it's obviously they're taking some type of hormones.
But some of those girls are just drag queen. Like that's what they do. At, you know, they're ladies of the dark. But I don't know if that's necessarily like them transitioning over.
I don't know. I kind of want a trans friend just so that I can understand it because like it's a world that I know nothing about other than like the news and
right.
Like I don't know anyone personally that has gone through it.
So. No. I mean Grandma Jenner, but anyway. Okay. Next voicemail. This next voicemail comes through twice.
Oh, this is another Kathy Bacon.
No. Do not call that number that I gave you. It's one of those creepy people who they're probably collecting phone numbers and they probably just text this number. I use the landline and called it back and I got this big beep. I said, thank you for confirming your whatever and text something. Blah, blah, blah. Don't do it. Block it out. Don't make other people call that number.
What is that? Yeah. I don't know what that's about. Okay. Oh, wait, but there's a voicemail that came in earlier at 2:19. It's out of order.
So we should have played that one first.
It's out of order.
Seriously, I'm calling you, and now someone's calling me from Texas. 210-892-2450. Go ahead and call them back. Anyway, again, that's 210-892-2450. Okay, so here's my first question. I'm like cruising around Twitter or whatever, and I see a comment by someone who's near and dear to your heart. Ricky, you may or may not have been roommates with this person when you first moved to Chicago. Okay, so anyway, she posts a comment needing advice or wanting to talk to someone about the final payment on her on a student loan. Can you talk a little bit about student loans? Like, tell me the horror story. So I made
my bunch of those.
Borrow a little bit of money. I made him borrow $2,500 each semester so that if in the middle of their junior year, first semester, they decide to drop out of college, well, good, then you get a student loan. And then I don't feel like I wasted all my money, right? So I made them get little loans in their name, and I am going to pay them. So I said, you give me the diploma, and show me the diploma, and I will take the loan, okay? So my son just graduated from college in December, and I'm only buying a bachelor's. They have to do their master's, which he's doing, you know, kudos to him. So now I'm paying on this loan, and it hasn't even come due. It doesn't come due for 6 months, right, after they graduate. And so now I'm sitting here wondering, should I even be wasting my time making payments, or should I, get a loan to, should I refinance my house and borrow $25,000 and pay this off? Because that's all it is now, is $25,000. The other thing is I paid about $4,000 in interest. So do I get to claim that on my taxes? Hello. All right. Please educate me on the book. Now, mind you, I'm only 29, but I have not had a student loan. And my student loan was only $8,000, and it was like in the dinosaur days. So I paid that baby off. I think my payment was like $105 a month. I think I paid it off like in 2 years just to get it over with. So that's nothing compared to this. So I don't know. Please help me. Brooked. Okay, thanks.
Okay, so I just would like to say, Miss Bacon, we have talked about student loans so much, about how we fucking hate them, how we cannot stand them. I wish my student loan was $8,000. I wish my student loan was $8,000. How about my student loan is probably eight times that?
Probably. It's, yeah. The only thing that I have to say in regards to student loans is don't do it. Especially that amount. Don't do it. It's not worth it. Pay it out of pocket. It's not worth it.
I don't think
any child, if you have the money to fork over, do it that way. Because honestly, unless it's coming from the government, unless the loan is coming directly from the government, do not do private student loan. Private student loans are the fucking evil devil. You will regret every second of it. I'm telling you right now. So I know this is a little late. I'm sure you've gotten advice since then. but I'm telling you right now, don't do it. If you have the money, or borrow it from your house, but don't borrow it from the student loan unless it's coming from the federal government, because the federal government they have a lot more ways to, like, you know, pay, get out of it and all that stuff if you needed to and whatnot. So
don't do it.
Don't do it if it's
don't
private.
Do it, hunty. Okay.
Don't do it, hunty.
So you guys, we're about to end the show. We're almost at an hour. Oh my God. Can you believe it? It's been a month and a half and we're
it's just our first hour. You know, do you want to finish with this last voicemail?
No, because we only have 2 minutes and this is going over to Rainbow Radio. So.
Oh, got it.
You guys, so thank you so much for being patient and letting us, you know, take our break as we needed.
Mm-hmm.
The studio will be moving back over to East Rogers Park.
So she thinks.
And we'll have a new studio and have it set up. And so that might be about a month or so before that happens. But yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening. Thank you for being around. Thank you for following me on Twitter and Facebook and, you know, texting me and, you know, texting us on Twitter or tweeting us. We really appreciate it. And
follow us at Foul Monkeys.
No, that's not the ending. We got all that's the recording.
Right. Sorry. Totally forgot that. Oh. Follow me at Jaden55.
That's in there.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, damn it.
Okay, we got to go. It's been this is Ricky.
And this is, I don't know who I said I was at the beginning, but anyway.
You said Roger.
Did I?
Yeah.
I think I did not. Yeah, anyway.
And that is Bruce Jenner sitting over there. And good night.
Belinda.
Thank you for listening to Foul Monkeys. We really appreciate your feedback.
Please visit us at foulmonkeys.com or call us at 863-666-0377.
You can follow us on Twitter by following @FoulMonkeys. and visit our Facebook page by visiting facebook.com/foulmonkeys and make sure you like our page.
You can also listen to us on Stitcher Radio, Rainbow Radio, or iTunes. And if you really love us, leave us a review on iTunes. And if you really hate us, Fullerton, or no, just hate us.
You hate us.
I mean, yeah.
How about Chicago? I could be there.